there's a lot of ways we can go. And I agree with you. It's, I think it's very overwhelming. It can be very stressful. It can be very scary, because if you go Google it, a million things show up and you hear, start hearing things like automations and sequences and journeys and da 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 and click rate and open rate and all this type of stuff. But the reality is the actual purpose of email marketing when done right is to take them from that they just discovered you and they opted in, however they opted in, typically through a lead magnet of some sort. Then you're taking them from there and guiding them to the potential of a purchase.
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 26 of the Small Business BS podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. In today's episode, we are going to continue on our mini-series talking about content marketing. In episode 24, we talked about funnels, and in episode 25, we talked about lead magnets. So today we're going to be talking about email marketing, which is really a natural progression from funnels and lead magnets. You find somebody, you take them through a funnel, you get a lead magnet to get them into your funnel. And once you've got them in there, you've got to start nurturing and developing that relationship through this bigger topic of content marketing. And the way we do that is through email marketing. So Jeff, can you provide just a general high-level overview to what email marketing is? Because email marketing can be a very scary word, really, because some people don't necessarily understand what they should be doing, but also because there's so many things that they can be doing. And so what is our objective with email marketing on just a high-level overview?
Yeah, and I like the way that you started this, because you kind of already got us into that, right? So you think about your funnel, right, which starts with discovery, and then a lead magnet is what brings them into your funnel. Well, your email marketing, essentially, from a very broad standpoint, is what helps guide them through the rest of your funnel, the rest of your journey to purchase. And so there's a lot of ways we can go, and I agree with you. It's, I think it's very overwhelming. It can be very stressful. It can be very scary, because if you go Google it, a million things show up. And you hear, start hearing things like automations and sequences and journeys and da 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 and click rate and open rate and all this type of stuff. But the reality is the actual purpose of email marketing when done right is to take them from that they just discovered you and they opted in, however they opted in, typically through a lead magnet of some sort. Then you're taking them from there and guiding them to the potential of a purchase. And there's a lot of ways that things that can happen in between there, but from a simplistic view, it's just the continuous, the email, and using email as the way in which you're going to communicate with your customer. And this is crucial and important, because you actually get to control what is being said in the emails versus when you're on social media and things of that nature, where the algorithm or whatever Mark Zuckerberg decides today is what's going to control what's shown. Well, in email, you have the control of what's getting delivered to them. Now, whether they open or not, that's one other story, but you're delivering that stuff to them. So you have the ability to guide them through. And this is where things like automations and sequences and all this type of stuff can come into play, because those are more logistical of like, how do you set the emails up? But the reality is, what email marketing really does is it helps you nurture those leads and guide them to the potential purchase.
Yeah, I think that's great. To say that another way, I think what you're trying to do is to build a relationship so that they buy from you and see you as the expert. And so at the end of the day, you're not just sending emails to send emails. We've got to all understand why we're sending an email, is to build that relationship. And sometimes in email marketing, it's different. Kohl's, for example, sends emails all the time talking about sales and they're trying to do a direct sale, and they understand that their audience loves discounts and loves sales. And so they're connecting with them there. And so this is going to be different. Your email marketing strategy is going to be different based upon your industry, the size of your business, and a number of factors. And so large businesses are going to be more complex, like you said, Jeff, with having all these different automations and different funnels. They'll actually have multiple funnels for multiple people and for multiple demographics. But for a small business, I think it's as simple as just trying to build a relationship with the audience so that they buy from you and see you as the expert and the go-to resource for whatever it is you sell, the products and services that you have in your business.
Yeah, and I think you kind of touched on a few, and maybe we can go into like there's a lot of different types of emails that can be involved in your email marketing strategy. And to your point, depending on what your business is, who you're selling to, et cetera, there are different types of emails that you'll want to use. And depending on where the people are in their journey and their relationship with you, there'll be different types of emails, right? So you mentioned Kohl's, right? So that's what we would call a promotional email, because it's something that is promoting something very specifically. It's highlighting a discount or a savings thing or an event, you know, a sales event, things of that nature. You might have something like an actual like transactional email, which would be what Kohl's might send you after you purchase, which is going to maybe thank you for it. Maybe give you a discount now for a future purpose or purchase. Maybe remind you about a warranty you can purchase or an upsell or additional things that, you know, the shoes that look good with that dress, whatever, right? There's transactional emails, or it's just simply delivering your receipt, making sure you're good. You've got things like what we were talking about, we've kind of highlighted a little more is like what you call your nurturing emails, right? This is the ones that are going to drive people through the, I just discovered you to what's my next step, which may be to download another lead magnet or take this other action or get a quote or whatever it might be, leading me closer and closer to the potential purchase. You also have things like your newsletter is also part of your email marketing strategy. Your newsletter may have been the lead magnet. Your newsletter is going to play a part usually in the nurturing, but it can also be promotional. It can also, right, can have all those things in there, but that's like your ongoing communication with them, which may be slightly different than a specific set of emails that someone gets when they take a specific action, like abandoning the cart, right? I put a product in my cart online, but then I don't purchase. Well, that might trigger a certain level of emails. I actually purchase. Well, that might give me a certain level. I check the box telling Kohl's that I want to hear about promotional things. Well, that's maybe going to give me those very specific promotional ones where meanwhile, maybe I just signed up for Adam's email because I want those weekly tips. But I might have also signed up for Adam and I might have checked that. No, I want the tips, but I also want to know when you're selling stuff, dude. Like, specifically tell me. So I'm only mentioning all those to note that like this is where it can get really big and scary. But most likely what you need is just a couple emails that take me from I downloaded the whatever your lead magnet is to what is my next step in my journey, which again might be purchase or might be download this other thing or take this other step. And then another key piece that should be in place for most businesses, not all, is some form of newsletter, some sort of ongoing communication. Doesn't have to be a weekly thing. It could be a monthly thing, whatever it might be. But again, I want to stress that anytime Adam and I are talking about things on here, there's always the caveat of your business is different. Every business is different and unique. And not everything we say is always relevant for everyone. So I like to always stress that. I think too many people are just like, you need to have a newsletter, like period. It's like, well, maybe not. Do you agree with that or do you disagree with me? You're like, no, everyone needs a newsletter.
You know, newsletters are so valuable. They really are, because people expect them. They're used to them, and you can offer so much value to build your brand and your relationship with your customers. But you can also, like you said, use it as a sales tool where you throw in, hey, we just released this new product or we just got in this new line. And it becomes more of a conversation and a soft sell than a hard sell. And when you just incorporate that into your newsletter and you know, do a review of a new line you just got in, you're just basically you're advertising you have the new line without doing a hard advertising. And so newsletters are just so valuable. And I think there's a couple of other types of emails, I think, Jeff, that I wanted to mention when you're going through. I love that you mentioned promotional emails, newsletter emails, abandoned cart emails, but also we could have a welcome email. When somebody signs up for your list or joins purchases for the first time, you can develop that relationship further by sending them a welcome email. You can also do a re-engagement email. I remember years ago, I used to get my hair cut sometimes at Great Clips, and I wasn't consistent on where I got my hair cut. And on the last episode, I talked about how I use a stylist now and go every 2 weeks. But what would happen is I would go different places, and I found that Great Clips would send me emails with coupons and say, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. We miss seeing you around. Here's a coupon for, I think it was like a $5 haircut, something ridiculous, to try to get me to come back. And so you can use emails in so many different ways. But I think it's important to, I want to shift gears a little bit, Jeff. And, you know, the purpose of emails is to, you know, ultimately to make sales, but we have to connect with our audience. And I think that sometimes there's a tendency as business owners to focus too much on sales and too much on that buying piece and not enough on that relationship piece. And I think that in our email marketing campaigns, there are ways that we can sell without selling. And it's exactly what I was saying is, you know, if there's a new line coming out, you don't have to say, hey, buy our new line. You could say, wow, this new line is such an improvement from the old line. And we did a review of this and here's what we found. And so I think that there's ways for us in our email marketing to sell without selling and to make it relevant and to make it interesting and to make it something that does lead to brand loyalty and leads to purchases in our industry. And so I don't know if you want to talk about that at all, Jeff, but I think that keeping the focus here on in our discussion on the purpose of email marketing, I think is the biggest thing we can have as a takeaway from this, because we could do probably a 50-part series on email marketing, which we don't want to do. But I think that, you know, talking about that high-level purchase purpose and what business owners could be doing, you know, why they should be doing it, what high-level pieces they can be doing is going to be helpful.
Yeah, and I like that you went there, because I think this kind of comes back to, like, if you think about our previous two episodes on funnels and lead magnets, one thing that we kind of stressed as a topic as a whole was, like, it's less about what Adam and Jeff are maybe saying as examples or ideas, and more about you taking the time to step back and look at these things and ask yourself the questions and the answers that are related to your business. And I think the same thing is here. And I think you bring up a great common mistake, which is, I need to sell through this. But to your point, sometimes the best way to sell is to do it without selling. And it's actually a really strategic way and a great method of, you're going to sell almost on accident. It's in this idea of helping them and providing value and providing ideas while also making sure that it's easy for me to purchase if I want to. I think that's the key where some people mess up. And so I think when it comes to email marketing, it's stepping back. And this is very similar, I think, to both the funnel and the lead magnet thing, where I want you to step back and say, okay, from discovering my content, seeing my name, finding me on social media, whatever, to purchasing and then on beyond to becoming a loyal customer, what does that process look like for my specific customers or ideal customers? Because it looks different for everyone else. And how can I nurture them through this process and help them get there by providing value, by providing updates, by providing opportunities, by whatever that might be? What is the best process for you? And to our point earlier, I think that's going to look different if you're a retail store than if you're doing landscaping, than if you're selling online courses. And that's why it's important, I think, to listen less to the random ideas that Adam and I have and more to the overall thought process of stepping back and analyzing what is that journey and how can I use email, which is a super powerful and continues to be one of the most powerful tools for communicating directly with the people that I'm trying to talk to, the people that I'm trying to serve, the people that I'm trying to sell. And how do I actually build that so that they think about me first, that they want to work with me, that they know that they're going to get whatever it is that they get, that I know how to solve their problems, and that they're going to be happy to give me money when they have to give me money for whatever it is that they're purchasing. I think that's the key to this whole process.
I completely agree. It's there's so many different ways that this can be accomplished, but at the end of the day, what we're trying to do with email marketing is be effective. Just sending an email to send an email is not effective. And so I think there's a couple of key traits to having an effective email marketing program, Jeff. I think number one, it's important to have a clear purpose or goal, to understand what are we trying to accomplish. And I think that that goal should be for them to buy from us, but it also should be to establish our business as the go-to resource for the products and services that we offer. And so So that's the first and most important piece of this, I think, is to have a clear goal or purpose. And then secondly, in our emails, we have to have a strong content. So whatever it is we're sending them, it needs to be strong enough that they're willing to read it and they understand why we sent the email. Now, it doesn't have to be a thesis. It doesn't have to be a 10-page, a 10,000-word email. It could be as simple as just a 100 words, but if it's clear and concise, solves a problem, adds value, and then it's gonna be valuable. And then also, I think when we're talking about email lists and email campaigns, it's important to make sure that the email list that we have is quality. Some people think it's a great idea to just buy an email list. But if you're buying an email list, you're not going to be narrowing in on your target audience. And so sometimes when people are focusing on email lists, Jeff, I know I was guilty of this early on. We worry about the number of people on our list and we worry about people unsubscribing. But I think it's important to shift our mindset a little bit to be looking at not people unsubscribing, but how well we're connecting with people who are our ideal customers. And so if we're writing content that's really connecting with our ideal customers, but half of our audience unsubscribes, that's a good thing because we're narrowing down the people who are actually going to buy from us. And so sometimes I think a downfall in email marketing is to be worried too much about not getting anybody to unsubscribe from us. My philosophy is if they unsubscribe, great. They're not going to buy from me anyway. So let's get them off the list so I can focus in on the people who are left. And so hopefully these are some things that makes sense, Jeff. Does this all make sense as far as what we're looking for to accomplish in our email marketing?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think, as we often say, we can do a whole bunch of different episodes on this. And I think we should. I think we can dive into welcome sequences and different types of emails and probably all the different platforms for email marketing and all that type of stuff. I'd love to do an episode maybe on mistakes that are made commonly. I think we can go for a while on that. And I think you and I have accomplished what we want to accomplish in this episode, which is getting you to hopefully think through this. And if you're not already utilizing the email market, if it's not part of your overall strategy, it needs to be now.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And Jeff, I think let's leave the listener with something simple. What is a simple way that they could start an email marketing campaign or an email marketing strategy if they've not done one? Or if they do have one, what's the next step that they could do? What's something they could, that's very simple and objective that they could get started on for email marketing?
Yeah. So I think go back to the episode prior to this and think about a lead magnet. Create just a very simple lead magnet if you don't already have one. And then I think just starting a newsletter, right? So your lead magnet should have at least a couple, probably, I'm just going to tell, three emails related to a lead magnet. That's all we're going to start with, right? A welcome one that delivers it. And then maybe just a little bit about what you do. You don't have to go crazy. Don't worry about being all strategic and making it a great sales funnel. For right now, just get them onto your list, start building it with a good lead magnet, and then start consistently communicating with them. And I say consistently because when people ask, well, how often should I send emails? How often should I do this? My answer is always consistently, whatever that looks like. If that's once a month, then that's what you should be doing. If you can do twice a month, great, do twice a month. If you can do weekly, that's usually where I say, like, ideally, if you can get to weekly, great. But if you can't do it, go to a month. That's okay. But start with a lead magnet and then start communicating regularly with them. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Your newsletter can literally be, here's what's on sale this week, or hey, here's one tip this week, or hey, here's what I want you to be thinking about mindset shift, depending on, whatever your industry is. So I would just start there, simple, one lead magnet, and some sort of continuous communication with them, some form of a newsletter.
That's great. And I'll add one more piece to that, Jeff. The lead magnet is necessary and the newsletter is wonderful, but I would also just include one simple welcome email. So when they sign up for that lead magnet, that you send a welcome email to just set the stage on what they can expect. Say, hey, thanks for joining. We're going to be sending this once a month. I don't know where you're at in the cycle, but we're going to be sending it once a month and you can look for these certain things. So be sure to open it when it comes. And so I would just keep it as simple as that. Have a simple lead magnet that adds a lot of value, then send a welcome email to establish what you're going to be providing them consistently, and then consistently provide that newsletter on a regular basis. And it can be as simple as that, but what you're able to start doing then is to be building your building a quality email list that you can later use to offer sales and drive traffic and develop it in so many different ways. So that's great, Jeff. I love that. I love that we've got this simple action plan for somebody who might not know where to start. Anything you want to leave our listeners with today, Jeff?
No, I think that's it. We talked about this in our last episode about lead magnets. It was like right at the very end, I joked about how I download a lot of lead magnets as a way of learning and get inspiration from others that are doing it well. I think the same is true with email marketing. And if you're smarter than me, you like create like your own separate Gmail free account that you use for just this. But get it into people who are in your industry and those that honestly aren't, that you think are doing things well. It can be a lot of different industries that you get into, and just go get on a few lists to get an idea. Like it's amazing how you'll get an email and be like, oh my gosh, like that was a great email. How can I do that for my people, for my audience, right? And so that's something I would encourage. That's a nice little easy thing. If you're going, okay, great, Adam, Jeff, sounds great. I just created a lead magnet and start writing emails. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do that. You guys aren't helping me. Go get the inspiration, right? So go get on a few lists and see how people do it, because everyone does it differently and you can learn so much from so many different people. So I encourage you to kind of explore that world and get in there, and that'll help you a little bit, I think, with that as well. So
yeah. And there are some people who have lead magnets as their email list and email sequences. I've actually done that before, where I signed up for a lead magnet that was a whole list of emails that they use for their email sequence. And so you might be able to find something like that too.
Great one.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's all we have, Jeff. So that's it for this episode of the Small Business BS podcast. For more information on this episode and other episodes, go to smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun, be strategic, and get out there and grow your business. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. Until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business, one step at a time.